has joined. Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We'll start momentarily. Please join me in saying the Anapakoa. Anapakoa, Kedula Chemincha, Kati, Serura, Alafet Gimel Yutah Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Aharenu, Nora, Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Ilbavad, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkashim. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sikatha, Tamid, Damlem, Betet Resh, Saditaf Gimel. Pasim Kadosh, Bero Tuka, Nael Adata, Et Kufet, Tet Nayan. Yachid Geyer, Lamcha Penei, Zohrei Kedushata, Yud Gimelamet, Ezayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodeya Talumot, Shin Kufav, Sadiyuta. In the eighth verse of the Anapakoa, we say in a whisper. Our class today is the Sefer Joshua, continuing the study. Because of the problems with the recordings, I don't really have a full set of chapter 12 or chapter 13, and our choice would be to redo them, or what I'm going to suggest is that we complete the book, and then we can decide whether we need to redo those missing chapters of 12 and 13. So today we will be studying chapter 14. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 6, the third column from the left. When that landing page opens up, it's a list of all of the parashas. And at the bottom of that, there's a list of the Sefer Joshua, Sefer Yehoshua, chapter by chapter. So please scroll down to the bottom of the landing page and click on chapter 14. When that first opens up, there's a link to the Machon Mamre Hebrew and English translation of the Sefer Joshua. We will start in the commentary for chapter 14. And I will say Elishem Yehud, and then we will transfer to the Bachon Mamre link. Hashem Yehud Kutchabrihu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Leachda Lashem Yudhe Bavate Le Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kov Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. There are 15 verses in chapter 14. And we had 15 verses in an earlier chapter, in chapter 2, and so you can read the comments in that chapter. But succinctly, the number 15 is Yud and Hey, the name of God Yah, representing the upper worlds, the worlds of Hakma and Bina. And the name Yah, Yud-Heh. Let us transfer to the Bachon Mamre website. I hope you'll scroll down to chapter 14, and we will start with verse 1. Ve'ele asher nachalu b'nei Yisrael Eretz Kena'an, Asher Nichalu Otam, Elazar HaKohen V'Yoshua Ben Nun, B'Rashei Avot HaMatot, Livnei Israel. And these are the inheritance which the children of Israel took in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed unto them. There are 20 words. The number 20 connects to 10 times 2. It connects to the 10 sephirot of the direct light and 10 sephirot of the returning light. It connects to the half shekel donation in the sense that there are 20 gerar that make up a shekel of the temple. There are 81 letters. The number 81 connects to the Hebrew word Anochi. And Anochi is a name of, it's a personal pronoun, I, but it's used only in the Torah. And it's only used with respect to Hashem and Moses. And it may have been used with some others as well who were close to their tikkun. primarily it's Moses and Hashem who call themselves by the pronoun Anokhi. And we have learned that the word Anokhi actually can be translated as an anagram. I write my soul to thee. Vagora nachalatam asher tziva Hashem biyad Moshe letishar hamatot v'chatzi amate. By the lot of their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. The half tribe applies to Menashe. The word goral is a very powerful word, and it's being translated here as lot. But it really isn't dice. It isn't rolling dice. The garal is a tool to allow you to ask a question and receive a hint of an answer. The land was apportioned by lot. So it wasn't that Moses said, this area of the land belongs to this tribe. He did say that. But then, after that happened, they rolled dice. They picked lots from a hat. And what came through the messages of the lots was exactly what Moses had said. And this confirmed Moses' directions. And without the lots, there would have been people who would argue that Moses was making these decisions on his own. But since the lots corresponded to what he said, nobody could argue that because the universe was telling them, this is what I want you to do. Now you know why there's 81 letters, because it causes us to recognize the supremacy of Hashem. Verse 3. Kinatan Moshe Nachalat Shnei Hamatot Vachatzi hamate me'ever v'la yarden v'la v'livim slo natan nachala v'tocham. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half-tribe beyond the Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. There are 15 words in this verse connecting to the word, the name of God, Yah, as we discussed earlier. And there are 57 letters. And the number 57 is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah or sustenance. Now, why is it 57 letters in the 15 words in this third verse that is describing the choice that the tribes, the half tribe of Manasseh and the tribes of Gad and Reuben made to stay on the eastern part of the Jordan? And the reason that they did that and why all of this is connected is because those tribes were choosing physical wealth over spiritual wealth. But not completely. It was a mixed motivation. It wasn't only physical wealth that they were looking for. But they accepted, and their choice was based on being in the area of the land of Israel that supported physical wealth, the number of animals that you could raise on the ground, and so forth. Verse 4. Ki hayu b'nei Yosef shnei matot Menashe v'Ephraim v'lo natnu chelek la'levim. Ba'aretz ki marim la'shevet u'migrashem l'michnechem u'kinyanam. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no portion unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with the open land about them and for their cattle and for their substance. Again, we have 20 words connecting to the temple shekel. Intent connecting to the ten light sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light. It's also the letter kaf, which represents the palm of the hand, which is the manifestation energy. Letters and the word 82 or the number 82 is pei bet, but that can be translated as the house, the letter bet, the house of the mouth, the letter pei. And this is a hint to the double portion that Joseph receives by being the firstborn, even though he's not the firstborn. But because the Levites are tithed and the transition to the firstborn is made, it's hinted at in this verse through the number 82, pei bet. The
Asher tziva Hashem et Moshe Kein asu b'nei Yisrael Li'achleku et haaretz.
And Hashem commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. How did they divide the land? As Hashem told them to. How did he tell them to? Using the Goral. Well, words. One letters connects to the energy of Bina, Mem Aleph, which also spells mother, connecting to Ima. Verse
6. Gilgal vayomer elav Kalev ben Yefune Ah Mizi Atayadata Et hadavar asher diber Hashem El Moshe Isha Elohim Al Odota Thay Vialadotecha bat kodesh Vayareya
Barneya. Then the children of Judah drew nigh unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord spoke unto Moses the man of God concerning me and concerning thee in Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea is one of the stops in the 42 stops in the desert. And Caleb is saying, reminding Joshua that Moses promised him a certain area of ground. And so that's what he received according to the lot. And 29 words, and we know the number 29 connects to Abba, which is Chokmah. So we see the connection to Bina as well. There are 96 letters, and that's Tzadi Vav, which is the Hebrew word Tzav. And Tzav translates as a command. And we are taught from the Zohar that a commandment, a command, is idol worship. Anything physical that you're unable to let go of is an idol. And this is a hint that that Caleb was unable to let go of his land that Moses promised him. And to that extent, it's an idol for his tribe. Verse 7. Ben arba'im shana anochi bishloach Moshe eved Hashem oti mikadesh barnea liragel et haaret washev oto davar kasher im levavi. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word as it was in my heart. Now, this is three verses with 20 words. I don't think we've had a verse up till now that had 20 words. So it's interesting that it's part of this chapter. And there are 70 letters, which connects and explains the relationship between the tribes and the 70 nations. And that's why the verse is describing how Joshua was sent as a spy into the land by Moses. Verse 8.
We achai asher alu imi im siv et lev ha'am we anochi mileti acharei Hashem Elohai.
Nevertheless, my brothers, that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. There are 13 words indicating the unity of all of the tribes. That was after the 40 years marching in the desert, the tribes had come in to be unified, wanting the same thing. Verse 9.
Vayishava Moshe b'yom ha'u le'mor im lo ha'aretz asher darka raglecha alecha pihi Hashem Elohai. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where my foot has trodden shall be an inheritance to thee and to the children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. The number 23 connects to the 23 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And we know that there's only 22 letters, but we have a tradition that teaches the 23rd letter will be revealed by the Mashiach. And 80 letters the number 80 is the letter pay, which means a mouth. Verse 10, we atahi neheya hashemoti ka asher diber ze Arbaim v'chamesh shana meos diber Hashem et hadavar hazeh el Moshe asher halach Yisrael l'amidbar v'yata hinei anoki hayom ben hamesh u'shmonim shana. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he spoke these 45 years from the time that the Lord spoke this word unto Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Now, why are we told that Joshua is 85 years old, 85, on top of the 45 years, which makes him 130? Why do we need to know that he was 130 years old? Because it has to do with Mount Sinai, with its gematria of 130. It has to do with the spiritual ladder we all have to climb, which is the gematria of 130. There are 31 words which connects to the Hebrew name of God, El, Aleph Lamed.
verse 11. O deni ha yom hazak, kasher biyom shaloa. O ti moshe kegohi azu bohi. Ata l'milchama, v'latzeat l'vilavo. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war and to go out and to come in. Fifteen words connects to the upper worlds of Yud-Heh. And 60 letters. The number 60 connects to the samach, the letter samach, which means the support. Now, what is this verse saying? It's talking about physical health. That Joshua is saying he's just as strong as he was as the day Moses sent him to spy out on the land. Verse 12. Uyata tenali et ahar hazeh, asher diber Hashem bayom ahu, ki ata shemata bayom ahu, ki anakim sham bayarim, gedolot beturot. Ulai Hashem Oti, Beto Rashtim, Kasher Diber Hashem. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spoke in that day, for thou heardst in that day how the Anakim were there, and cities great and fortified. It may be that Hashem will be with me, and I shall drive them out, as the Lord has spoken. Twenty-nine words connecting to the Partsuf of Abba. A 107 letters. I'm not sure what 107 relates to. But on one level, it relates to physicality, that in a completed set, completed structure. That's the number 7 relates to the 7 lower sephirot, which is physicality. And the 100 relates to the completion, 10 times 10. Verse 13. Vayvarkehu Yehoshua
Vayiten et Hezron l'kalev, ben Yefune l'nachala.
And Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Nine words. We have to determine if it's Hakma or Yesod. And 68 letters, the number 68 connects to life. Life is connected to Yesod. I miscounted that. I was counting for verse 14. So let's read verse 14.
Al kein haita Hebron lekalev ben Yefuneh, akmizi lenachala ad hayom hazeyan asher mile achare Hashem Elohei Yisrael.
Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Verse 15.
Vushem Hebron lefanim l'kirayat arba hadam hagadol b'anakim hu ha'aretz shakta mi milchama.
Now the name of Hebron before time was Kiryat Arba, which Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. There are 12 words in this verse connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. And there are 54 letters. And 54 is Nun Dalet. But in reverse order, it spells the word Din, meaning judgment. Let us return to the commentary, as we have completed the what have we completed is the reading of all 15 verses. Continuing to read the commentary. The allocation of the land among the children of Israel in the time of Joshua was determined by the Goral, or the lottery, involving the high priest, which at that time had become Eleazar, the son of Aaron. And the king, Joshua, the student of Moses, using the Urim Bitubim, the Holy Spirit channeled through the high priest's breastplate, inscribed with the luminescent Hebrew letters of the names of the tribes, which would flash one letter after another to reveal the divine messages.
the answers to the questions that the nation was asking. The main narrative of chapter 14 concerns the request of Caleb to receive the territory where he alone had trod as a spy 45 years earlier. Numbers in 13:21 hints through the use of the Hebrew singular, and he came to Hebron, that Caleb alone out of the spies had the courage to risk the perilous journey to Hebron, the burial place of Adam and the three patriarchs, in order to pray. And this is a comment from Rashi on this verse. Here at the very beginning of the chapters dealing with the allocation of the land of Israel among the tribes, the prominent positioning of Caleb's request to receive Mount Hebron as the very heart of the royal tribe of Judah's portion shows the supreme importance of Hebron to Israel and the Jewish people. King David, which is Judah, reigned in Hebron for 7 years before he reigned in Jerusalem. He had to bind himself to the three fathers in Hebron before taking his position as the fourth leg of the throne. Joshua chapter 14 shows the antiquity of Judah and Judah's bond with Hebron, which will never be broken. And I am adding, the Goral has been a significant tool to utilize with the Torah. It always allocates land. And over the centuries, people have used it with books of Tanakh, Chumash, Talmud, the books of Responsa, the writings of the sages, and the Zohar as well. The rabbis have always said, these goralot are not acts of chance, since there is nothing left to chance. The use of the goral is a tool to keep the non-believers in the fold, so to speak. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tonight, we have two classes, the Deep Zohar at 4:30, and a discussion of the holiday of Tu B'Av tonight at 7 p.m. Remember, these are West Coast times. So I hope you'll join us for these learnings. Shavua Tov, have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you.
Be well.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too, Brandon.